Anyways, back to Miami. Anything that we're leaving off the table as we get ready for this 4-episode drop?
Not that I can think of.
What are we looking forward to? Anything that we want to see or anything that we feel was lacking? I think we went through all the wives, all the chisme. I want to see more of Alexia and her friend group. I need to see Alexia laughing more and having not tragedy happen to her. I
Right.
would
I would Well, I mean,
love
we're gonna see her
it.
wedding and stuff, so I'm sure it'll be lighter for her.
Right. Yes, I was gonna say I would love a season in which something bad doesn't happen to Alexia, which I think is this season, crossing my fingers. Lord knows if something can happen between the season airing and the reunion, but
I
knock
know.
on wood.
I still don't like Todd. I know everyone's really excited. I don't know. I don't know. There's something I just don't like about Todd. And I like him. Like on the show, I didn't have a problem with him. But like on social media, I hate that she was promoting his book, which of course she is because she's a wife
Which
and she
is
would do
a
that.
freaking pamphlet. That book is like, and
I
it has like huge letters. It's
was
like,
just like annoyed with it for some reason.
yeah,
It's like
you
a
know,
kindergartner's book.
it is. I don't know. I don't think he's like grifting her or anything, but he's
No,
giving
he's got
out.
money, so.
Right.
Oh, do
But
tell. I didn't know
I
this.
think commercial re he's in commercial real estate. Like he makes money.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't
I
know.
don't think that stops him from trying to ride her coattails a little bit.
No.
Like, I guess
But
because he's a
that's like an
businessman,
accept.
right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's like an acceptable level of grifting. You know what I mean? Like, so I think there's always like and I feel like Anna Kinkel said this once in an interview when she was on, that was like, oh, you know, you're given this platform, and if you've always wanted to like explore these other businesses or do these other things, like you have to kind of like take the opportunity you have. So.
Which is really nice. She sure did because she does skinny Latina. I'm surprised Bethany Frankel, queen of lawsuits, has not come after her. Because that's straight up. I don't know.
Well, I
Right?
think that you're right. Well, she came after Sonia so hard for Tipsy Girl, and then Skinny
Yeah,
Latina
I mean, this
is
is like
like a little
legit a
closer.
brand off. Yeah.
But I'm sure that Anna, in filing whatever trademark, like covered her bases. She is a lawyer.
Oh, that's
Yeah,
right.
I was
She's
gonna
a
say, and
lawyer and
her
an
husband
attorney,
was
so
a
I'm sure
lawyer
she did
too.
it correctly.
I'm sure
That's
she, you
right.
know, she knew what she was doing.
That's right.
She's
I
like, I
agree.
don't want none of that heat. And I also feel like Bethany would be like a little more careful. She said, well, I'm not gonna go after her. She's actually an attorney.
Right. I forgot that. She is an attorney. And the husband too, or ex-husband, right?
The ex-husband, yeah.
Yeah.
And
Any
her
other
oldest daughter.
that what?
Her oldest daughter is also an attorney.
Oh, really? Oh, look at
Yeah.
that. All in the
And then
family.
the younger one is in production, and she lives in LA and she's in production.
Oh, look at that. Aw. I still follow Anna. I love like where her cooking career. That's why I forgot she was an attorney, but yeah, that's right. I think she's done it well. I think she's one of the one that like was able to actually create wealth off of everything, which is awesome. I really like her. Are there any other franchises that you guys want to like give your 2 cents on? What do we have right now?
I
Potomac?
mean, I watch everything, so.
What like are you guys feeling hot topics about anything? Because again, this is for like other people that listen and view and watch. What do we have right now? The Jen Shah of it all.
I am on pins
Alexia.
and needles.
Oh my God, she asked for, you know what? That was a horrible sign. I feel like the judge was like, yeah, I'm gonna send you away for a long time. Go ahead and do it after the holiday. That's how I
Yeah,
took it.
I can't. They were filming when
Ugh.
Meredith and when she entered her plea deal, and Meredith and Heather were with her. Like, I need to see Meredith and
Right. Is
Heather
this
like be
filming
blind.
season 4?
No, I don't think they're filming yet.
Oh, you're saying the other
Yeah,
part of the
they
rest of
filmed.
the
No, they were
season?
filming season 3.
Oh, okay. So it's the other
Right.
half. Okay.
Yeah,
Right.
like
So
they were
yeah,
filming
that's
season
what I
three.
want. I
Yeah.
want to see that upcoming so bad. Like, I want to see like all of this ride or die for Jen, and then she pleads guilty. Please explain
Ugh.
yourself and tell me, please,
Like there's
Meredith.
no way
Not so
that
much
like they
Heather, but
had
Meredith.
yeah there's no way that, like, and Meredith's an attorney, so she knows how this
exactly.
works.
Exactly.
Well, so, and Meredith called the FBI, so.
Right.
Are you saying that she manzoed her?
Right. Oh, that's right. That's right. Because the FBI has a hotline just for the housewives. That's right. I forgot.
Yeah, the housewives. Yes. The housewives.
The manzo line.
Housewives have. Yes. Correct.
Oh my God. Yes. I didn't know that. I didn't know that about they were filming. I am just it's like I can't stop watching, but also I'm just like, like as we get closer and she's about to be sentenced. The judge said he'll postpone her sentencing till after the holidays, right?
January 6th.
So tragic. How many years do you guys think?
I mean, the her plea was for her plea agreement was for anything less than 14 years.
Jesus Christ almighty.
I was about to say 13.
Yeah, 13 and 10 months is what she's gonna get.
Right? And what is that actually, like, when you finish doing all the correctional facility math, what does that actually come out to?
I don't know. Like, the months? I don't know.
Yeah, it would depend if, I mean, most of the time they make them serve it concurrently, not consecutively. If it was consecutively, she'd be in there forever.
Yeah.
Oh, I died the new Angie said, I don't want that necklace. I don't need what the Southern District of New York.
Let me tell you, the friends of Salt Lake City are bringing it.
I mean, oh, yeah. I died. That was epic. I became a fan in that moment.
I mean, I assume that either one of them, they're just like auditioning for Jen's spot when John, right. when Jen,
yeah, for sure.
goes away.
Now, do they're we like, think like Teresa? Will she come back?
I don't think so.
No,
I think that they already severed ties. Did you not hear about all the?
Oh, that's
BravoCon
right.
Drama?
BravoCon, that was sad. That was Tamara so said? Sad. Yeah, she crashed her. I was watching that live. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, Tamara did not know she was, like, she literally walked in and Tamara was just being hospitable, but you could tell because Tamara was in the middle of doing a live,
yeah,
and then she yeah. just like comes in and it's like, oh, and then I heard something she said, you're more than welcome, Tamara. So she was just being like hospitable, but I was like, oh, that is so cringe. Like,
no, Tamara so also sad. said that she's not going to jail.
Oh, that's right.
I find that all of this bodes very badly for her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's not a good like.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're in the middle of an actual trial, yes, the jury is not allowed to watch TV or whatever. But
judges aren't.
And like, judges aren't. Either.
Judges' wives are.
But there you go. I'm saying like, there's the prosecution is. Going to show them proof
yeah.
that she's been going around saying she's guilty, she's not yeah. guilty.
Oh, her legal team must have been on fire watching yeah. that shit.
I had the Angie face where I was like, sweetie.
Yes.
Angie Cohen, sweetie.
No, but I think Angie in not so many words said that like the difference between Jen and Teresa is that like you can kind of make the argument that Teresa like was coerced or didn't really know what she was doing, which is why she got the lesser sentence, which is, you know, whatever. Like Jen was right. like the mastermind behind yeah. this whole thing.
Right.
So there's like, there's intent to harm, which is
right.
like
right.
what the
That's
big
what I keep trying to tell
is.
People in the Instagram stories. I'm like, y'all are getting it twisted. Jen Shaw is the Tom Girardi.
Yeah.
Erica Jane is the Coach Shaw. It's different.
Yeah.
And the difference there is that Coach Shaw is the Erica Girardi in the situation. Erica is a girl with a high school diploma who wanted to dance and be on stage.
Right.
Coach Shaw used to be an attorney.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forget that too. That's right.
Yeah, the way they're behaving is really what's determining the difference in like the court of public opinion, because right. Erica is literally on camera saying, I don't care about the victims, like verbatim right. said, I don't care about the victims. I don't care yeah. about anybody other than me. And Coach Shaw is just like being a supportive husband.
Right.
So like I see right. the arguments all the time of like, why isn't Coach being dragged through the mud? And it's like Coach is behaving like a normal fucking person.
Right. Right. And my whole thing is because I've gone to bat for Erica a lot this season. I was like, girl, I can't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of her shit was just like way out there. I still understand it on a very small level because she's thinking and she is just in scrappy fighter survival mode. But I think her love of Tom Girardi is blocking her from seeing the truth. And she is fighting this season like a defensive wife of her husband's innocence. Like, I don't think she has allowed herself to see, girl, he like legit did this. There is no question about it. Like, people did die. Like, you are now just denying facts. But with Coach Shaw, like, my heart breaks for him because, yes, he is also loving his criminal wife, but he's not denying or saying it didn't happen, or at least at this point, right? He's saying our life is going up in flames and I am holding your hand through
he
it,
really
which is very
hasn't
different.
Said one way or the other, to right. be very honest. Right. Like, right. He's been very neutral about it.
Right.
She's the one that's maintaining innocence.
Right.
And my husband's into Salt Lake City. I've
oh, that's
him.
So sweet.
And
I love it.
He started off as one of those that was like, oh my god, this is so stupid, and then
like
you
watching
know, you
it in passing. Yeah.
Yes, you know how you see those TikToks of like the guys like yeah. watching it, and then by, yeah. before you know it, there's like sitting on the couch and like fully yeah. enthralled. That's him. So we've talked about it where it's like, you know, Jen is, even if she, even if she's gonna come, he's like, I wouldn't be surprised, and even after like she's sentenced, she comes out and says something to the effect of like, oh, you know, I took the plea. I'm still innocent, but I took the plea just to kind of end
that.
Everything. Right.
She can't. Yeah. If she does that, they can resist. Like, she's not, she can't, you, once you plead guilty, you are accepting responsibility. You cannot, that in your guilty plea, that's one of the things they ask you. You are not allowed to plead guilty just because you want to get out of it. If not, then it's not guilty. Then you plead no contest or nolo contendere, which means I know I'm not pleading guilty, but I know that the facts are stacked against me. So that's why that other plea is available, because they don't want people pleading guilty just to like end this shit. Because
what's
they
the
then,
other plea?
It's called no contest or solo contender. Okay. It just means that like I'm not admitting guilt, but I understand that the evidence is very strongly against me. And I don't
well,
want
yeah, because
to.
In her plea, in like the hearing, she says it's just she accepts responsibility and she did it.
Yes,
so,
you are expecting responsibility, and you were saying that you did it. So after she can't come out and say, "Oh, I just pled guilty to plead guilty." That nullifies the plea agreement.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Right, I didn't know that.
She can't do that. That's why I'm very curious to see what the hell is gonna happen at the end of this season, because I'm just like,
oh yeah, even more now that I know that. That's a good point.
Yeah, like, you know, she's gonna say something, and then would they be able to, not to be able to, but
can
then,
they rescind the plea, right, if she says something right. stupid like that?
Yeah, that's my question.
Well, if they have like now, if at the sentencing on January 6th, if the prosecution brings evidence that she, after pleading guilty, she's publicly been saying that she's not innocent, the judge will consider that in her sentencing.
How many years will she most likely actually serve?
I mean, most of the time, it's like you have to serve like 80% of your sentence.
Oh, fuck, that's a lot. That's more than half.
Is she eligible for parole with this plea or no?
I mean, that'll be, I don't know. I don't remember if they put that in the plea agreement, but that's also up to the judge.
Which brings me to another question I had. I don't know if you guys followed the Chrisleys. Both of them.
Oh, God.
What was the crime?
Fraud.
Wire fraud.
Wire fraud.
Fraud.
I was trying to follow the story.
The same
thing
as the
Judices. Oh, really?
Yeah.
The same thing.
They basically falsified documents in order to get like really bad falsification too. Like, they were literally photoshopping bank statements, and like there's literally messages going back through. So I'm also on the Patreon for the Bravo docket.
Thank God. Thank you. This is what I wanted to know.
And there's literally like, because the person who ratted them out was their business manager, who is also allegedly his lover. And there's literally messages going back and forth between him and the business manager saying, no, make it look like we have 700,000 in that bank account. No, make it look like we have more. Go up to 850. And they were submitting these documents to get loans, to buy houses, and to do whatever and live their life.
Yeah. And that's what the Judices did? I mean, I kind of knew, but I didn't really
know.
Yeah,
the Judices were
like submitted like fraudulent tax returns and stuff.
But it was like wire fraud, bank fraud, and tax fraud, I think.
for the Judaism?
One, they didn't pay their taxes for like a couple years.
Yeah.
And then,
so they submitted.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Can you like get in trouble for that? I haven't done it in the pandemic.
You can, but like the thing is that like people that go away for tax evasion are not like usually
it's like you owe money, right? Like you're wealthy and you, okay, good. They're not coming after us that are like,
it's people that are, no, it's not people that get like taxes deducted out of their like paychecks. It's like people that like are on 1099 and like business people that like just get all their money. Like, So it's like you haven't paid anything.
Oh, I see. Isn't that what they're coming after Shakira for?
Yes, in Spain.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
She owes like $8 million or something like that. It's a lot of money.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And apparently Spain doesn't fuck around with tax evasion.
I would imagine so. Got that colonizer mindset. They don't give a fuck. They want their money. Yeah. What's the word for money over there? Dale el dinero al gobierno. La peseta. Gilipolla. All the Netflix, Spaniard Netflix shows I watch, I'll say gilipolla.
Yeah.
Which is apparently some kind of cuss word. But yeah, tax evasion this year. I'm terrified of the government. That's why I was asking right now. What exactly?
Oh, 1,000%. Listen, I owe them money right now. So I'm on a payment plan.
Yeah, I'm terrified. But when the Chrisleys, you know, when white people get sentenced like that, that's terrifying. Because I thought, oh shit, they came down on the hammer on the white people. Jen Shah is fucked. That was literally my first thought. I was like, oh shit.
Well, she's going to the same prison. Someone's in there right now. I can't remember who, but like, they're
Ghislaine Maxwell is.
Yeah,
in
she's in the same prison. And yeah, she's in the same prison as Ghislaine Maxwell. Yes.
Oh, look at that! And British gossip loops around.
And I imagine that if Jen goes away, that's where they're gonna put her.
You know, when she poured the water, champagne or whatever over Angie and then herself in the weirdest backpedal maneuver I've ever seen. I was like, ooh, no, you didn't. But I was like, bitch.
She's like, what? I wish
not try this shit. I know. I was like, you better not try this shit in prison.
Oh my God. She's going to get her ass handed to her the first day.
I was like, I feel like in prison, stabbed.
She's either She's either gonna be top Queen dog bee? Yeah. She gets there, or she's going to be someone's bitch immediately. Like she's gonna fuck with the wrong one. I just like there's no in between.
That's right. I watched a Wentworth about women's prison in Australia. I think it was top dog. Yeah, that's right. They have the big fight. You gotta fight it out. Gotta fight it out to be top dog. So I don't know,
I don't know. I feel like she's a all bark and no bite because I feel like
she talks a lot, but I don't think she can fight.
I don't either. I think she's like she just makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, so she's gonna have to either amass an army, but you know what, Teresa Giudice did really well. Teresa's smart about street life. I feel like Jen Shah's stupid about street
well that's
life.
The thing is that like whereas Teresa's like not book smart, we all know this, I think Teresa actually has like common sense and street smarts. Like she probably did a little bit better because of that, whereas Jen is like a good manipulator, but she's not, I don't know that she necessarily like has
knows
balls
the game
like that.
No, I think Teresa took the advice that she got from like professionals before going to prison, and I think she went in there with her head down. She's like, I don't do my time. I'm gonna keep my head down. I don't want no problems. Get in and get out back to my daughter.
I think Teresa just wanted to get out of there as quickly as possible because she just like didn't, which I get, like she didn't want to be away from her kids. So
I feel like the big clue for me was for the fact that like Wendy Williams and other shows still followed her while she was in prison. I remember the little tidbit that came out, Teresa letting us know that she was getting her hair done by the Dominican women. I was like, oh, she recruiting allies. Okay. I see how you move Teresa Giudice. She's going to the, we're all,
I mean, Teresa's got really, really curly hair, so like, you know, she needed someone that knew what they were doing.
Yeah, but I felt like she was also building friendships and allies, and she was like, oh, and the Dominican women did my hair, and I was like, mm-hmm, of course they did. Mm-hmm. did they know you're a Trump supporter? But no, just
I was gonna say Teresa's also like a little bit racist, so
yeah, that's why I was like, in prison you're all down with Latinos, huh? But do they know you're a MAGA supporter?
Right.
But right. Yeah, I'm worried about Jen Shah because she's loose cannon, and that is not gonna serve her well. Prison.
I don't think that she's as much of a loose cannon as she wants us to think she is.
That's true.
I think that she's a little bit of a scaredy cat. Like when she gets there, like she's gonna be a scaredy cat. That's my
it's sad. Sad to watch. I was actually a big Jen Shah fan. This is really sad to watch. I still want to know all the details. I just don't feel she's smart enough to like create all this. I still feel that there's something missing in all this. To me, she just always felt like someone on a come up, you know, not an opportunist. I feel like she saw an opportunity, went for it, but kind of like Mia in that sense, right? Like I don't from Potomac, I still don't feel she's got it in her to be a whole mastermind, but because it's all stacked against her and it's been 5 years and all of that, I need to see a documentary, a Netflix documentary.
It's been longer than that. She's been, I thought the investigation was 9 years.
Yeah, I want to see all of it. Like they need to take us through the journey. I don't know if that comes afterwards. Probably.
Yeah.
I want to see how did we get here with Jen Shah?
Netflix is already a working documentary. I'm sure.
Yeah, the Hulu documentary on shows really was nowhere near as good as the Erica Jane one. The Jen Shah one was, I found it very.
I mean, the Jen Shah Hulu one was good, but it was more about the
overall. It didn't give us crime. Any new information, right. I don't right. think. Yeah.
It was like just like the overall crime of it and how this happened, but I want to see the specific, like what she did.
Right.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
But I guess that's it for now, ladies. We've gone through it. Unless there's another hot topic, I can't think of anything else that's going on.
No, I think we're caught up. Good.
We have the first 4 episodes of Miami drop, and I'll reach out to you guys and let's see if you guys want to record before the new year or after, because I know it gets crazy with family and all that. Are you guys doing anything for Noche Buena in Miami? Is there like a parade or something? I don't know what goes on in Miami.
No, I don't think so. Not that I know of, unless I'm like under a rock. But
are you going out, G? Is the party scene, are you going anywhere? I'll be home watching Bravo for sure.
Yeah, I have family staying at my house right now.
We can't hear you, but I think you said your family's in town. And for you, Steph, are you doing anything with your baby?
I am not. No, we're staying home. It's like the first year in a couple of years that we haven't traveled or anything. We've had a rough time family wise, so we've had a couple like unfortunate like passings in the family, so we're just gonna keep it low-key this year.
Same. So sorry. Yeah,
no, thank you. Condolences. That. thank you. Yeah, so we're not gonna travel, so I'll be available to record if you want to.
Oh, I'll be down then. Also, just for anyone listening, do you guys have any updates? I've been dying to ask you and I haven't gotten a chance on recovery efforts for like the hurricane, whether it's in the ones that hit like the actual islands or Miami. Like, is there anything that we should know, those of us outside?
Not recently. I mean, I know that like in the weeks, the few weeks after, like there were a lot of, I mean, there's always like the Red Cross and stuff. And from what I know, like they rebuilt a bunch of the bridges like right away. So people were able to get, but like people on the whole island of Sanibel were like, Sanibel has like 6,000 residents and they were stranded for like 2 weeks.
I saw that. Yeah.
So
that was scary though. So is that officially, does it get worse than that? Or is that like,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did it hit as a 5?
Did it what?
I don't remember if it hit as a 5 or a 4.
I thought it was a 4. I'm thinking it took 5.
Yeah. 5 was like Andrew.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah. That's like catastrophic.
Yeah. That's like Katrina levels.
Oh my God. Like I'm from the desert. So like any kind of water terrifies me. So like even Cat 2, I'd be terrified. Like, oh my God, it's so scary.
So we don't budge here until it's a Cat 3. Yeah. Like I don't get worried.
Yeah.
I said it a bunch of times and it was coming. It's like, oh, it's gonna be a Cat 1. I'm like, wake me up when it's a 4.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I have shit to do. I don't buy food. I don't start buying food until they're like, oh, it's gonna definitely be three, and we'll see.
Yeah,
like, maybe I should get like something. I don't know.
That's when you start stocking up at three. Okay, got it.
Yeah, because it's just, you know, we get so many like threats throughout the year that it's just like we can't take every. If we took everything seriously, then you know we couldn't do anything.
Never work.
Exactly.
And everyone's having a good time right now, I see. So it's all good. What is it again? I always mispronounce it. I always want to say Basel, but it's
Basel.
Basel.
Yeah. You have to say it like a douche. Basel. Not basil, like your spice. Basel.
Yeah, Art Basel. Got it. I'll remember that. Say it like a douche.
Ramona's Basel. Here.
So is much- she?
Shit is one of her favorite events of the year. Yeah. She comes every year.
Oh, Miss. I just love it. I love being down with the people, you know?
She's probably living it up at Bagatelle.
She would mispronounce it, right? Because she always says, well, how does she pronounce reggae?
Oh, so, reggae.
So hers and would probably be Brazil.
No, but that one she says right, because they were here one time when Luann was supposed to go to the SLS to get the truffle fries and then ended up at the theater to see her poster. That was during this time. And she said it correctly.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Yeah. As a frequenter of the SLS, I understand why they were so upset that those truffle fries didn't show up, because those truffle fries are
truffle fries. I've cool. frequented SLS. I really like, first of all, Miami. I feel like just in general, I haven't ever had anything of anywhere, whether upscale or not upscale. I think Miami just has, we don't see it enough because we see a lot of the drinking and the nightlife, but I think the food's really good.
It
in
is
general,
and
in
our and our scene has come up a lot, especially like pandemic and afterwards, that a lot of like the New York restaurants and stuff have opened down here.
Yeah.
It's really come. We just got like 4 Michelin starred restaurants here.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm gonna have to look that
up. It was
up.
4 or 5, I can't remember. And then we got a bunch of ones that were the Bib Gourmand also, which is like the one for like not luxe restaurants, but it's for like mid-range.
What's that award called?
I think it's called Bib Gourmand, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, okay. It's still part of like the Michelin star thing. It's just like, it's for restaurants that are like mid-range. They're not like the super luxe.
Nice. Ones. Well, there you guys heard it. Now we know. I love reading about restaurants, just especially in the Latin world. So I'm definitely going to check that out. That is so cool. 4? That's a lot.
Yeah, there were like, I think it was 4 or 5. I don't remember how many specifically.
That's a lot.
But don't go to Carbone, it's overrated.
Oh my god, if I hear Carbone one more time.
I haven't gone myself, but I have like a bunch of friends that are foodies that have gone, and they're like, it's hype.
I mean, if I go to Miami again, I'm going to Bar One.
No, don't.
I was dying.
I mean, I think we have to go just to say that.
Yeah,
we did.
You need to go. Like, one of
yeah,
you needs
we'll
go. To
go we'll go
take,
for like.
Send me
we'll
some
go
foodie.
For like a drink.
Yeah,
it's the reason I went to Sur. It's like because I was in LA and I had to go to Sur. Right. But like,
right?
I actually in Lisa Vanderpump's defense, like Sur gets a lot of like bad reviews and stuff. I didn't think it was that bad.
No, I've been to for work, not on my own dime, but for work when they used to pay to send me over there. I did go to Sur. I thought the food was okay, but the ambiance was so much fucking fun. I was down for it.
Yeah,
I went
ambiance
to
is really fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I went to Via
the
Blanca.
The Gochi's malls are legit.
Yes. I tried everything. Well, not everything, but we got like appetizers like that. The popular ones from the show. Mm-hmm. I did also go to Villa Blanca. I loved it. It was such a perfect spot. I'm so sad that they closed.
I didn't go to Villa Blanca, but I went to Pump also.
I went to Pump and I thought the Pump was, it was so beautiful. Magical, perfect. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I loved, I had just like I don't remember what my protein was, but what was memorable about that was I had a beet goat cheese salad and it was the most delicious thing I've ever had. So I definitely felt Pump was lives up to the hype. That's my favorite one.
I had the Pump martini. So we didn't eat there because we had just eaten at Sur, but we, like, it's around the corner.
Yeah.
So we just walked to get some drinks and I had the Vanderpump martini, like the signature one. And
yeah,
and it's really, it's good. I liked it.
Yeah. I think Pump lived up to it. I loved Villa Blanca. It was very, and I remember I went with my coworker and he and I were like huge Bravo fans. And so we were asking the servers, like, does Lisa come in? And they're like, yeah, she actually stops by like later in the afternoon pretty often. So we sat there forever waiting for her. She did not show up, but
my waiter when we went to Sur was that guy Jesse that's in like the back of scenes a lot,
and I don't remember which one.
And then but he's like, he's been on camera like here and there. He's just like not one of the,
yeah,
he's been on camera in the same capacity like Christina Kelly has, like he's like in the periphery,
right?
And then also James's younger brother was one of the servers.
Yeah. Sir's a lot of fun though, because it's right next to the Abbey, if I remember correctly. Or down the,
yes,
down the
is.
Little
yeah,
strip
yeah,
from it.
It. Yeah. There's like a store or two in between, but yes, they're down the street from each other.
It was so much fun. I had a blast when, yeah, I was at Sur. It is really a good time out there. So yeah, shout out to Lisa Vanderpump. Are you guys going to her Vegas one, right? She's opening Vanderpump Vegas. I think I would go.
I've never been to Vegas. Yeah, me neither.
I mean, I feel like we should do I need BravoCon to move around their convention. So I need Miami. Yeah. Yeah, they need to like do it in different years because I need Miami. That would be epic. And like a host.
Well,
city.
You should just come here and we can just go out.
I mean, that too. That's also in my plan. That's what I'm saying. Next time I go, jokingly, but for real, as a Bravo fan, I feel like you guys have to now put Bar One on the map. Use it, right? You guys can be the official Bravo ambassador.
We'll take you on a tour.
I'm so excited for it. Yeah, hopefully I'm gonna confess it into 2023. I'm also being low-key this holiday season. Definitely had a lot of loss this season, so I'm looking forward to 2023 and hopefully,
yes, definitely,
a trip to Miami. That would be awesome.
Well, we'd love to have you.
Absolutely.
Yes, that'd be great.
I'm excited. Well, ladies, thank you guys so much. It feels like I haven't talked to you in forever, and yet at the same time, like, I just spoke to you guys yesterday, even though it's been a long time.
But
it feels like we're picking up right where we left off. I love that feeling so much. Well, for everyone listening, keep it right here. We will be covering the next four episodes. And bienvenidos a Miami. Thank you, guys. Latinas watching Bravo. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.